सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवापतिः ॐ शान्ति 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 ॐ श्री भगवानुवाच अनाश्रितः कर्मफलम् कार्यं कर्म करोति यः ससन्यासी च योगी च न निरग्निर्न चाक्रियः यं सन्न्यासमिति प्राहुः योगं तं विद्धि पाण्डव न ह्यसन्न्यस्तसङ्कल्पः योगी भवति कश्चन आरुरुक्षोर्मुनेर्योगम् कर्मकारणमुच्यते योगारूढस्य तस्यैव समः कारणमुच्यते. यः कार्यम् इति कर्म करोति. दिस् कार्यम् द वर्ड् यु हेव् टु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् दिस् वे. मया इदम् कार्यम्. कार्यम् मीन्स् टु बि डन्. सो टु बि डन् कार्यम् कर्तव्यम्. कर्तव्यम् मीन्स् बै हूम् वन् हेस् टु से मया इदम् कर्तव्यम् इति. यः कर्म करोति द वन् हू गोस् अबौट् डूयिङ्ग् कर्म विद् द एटिट्यूड् दट् इट् ईस् टु बि डन् देर् फोर् ऐ डू इट्. Because the whole life is lived as yoga. That a human being is subject to ragadvesha is universal. Desiring is a privilege. That only a human being can have free desires. No monkey can sign up for a course on Vedanta. Desiring is a privilege. Therefore, Lord Krishna elsewhere, later he would say in the 10th chapter, Aham Bhuteshu Kamosmi. I am in the form of desire, manifesting in a human being. Bhuteshu here, in beings, but here human being. Why? Because dharma aviruddha kamosmi. Desires whose fulfillment doesn't imply transgression of dharma. Then only I am in the form of desire. Dharma is also a manifestation of Ishvara. We commonly sense this dharma. Universal value structure. Universal because we commonly sense. If you don't commonly sense, it won't be universal. Any dharma that is to be taught won't be universal. What do we commonly sense is universal. So the commonly sensed dharma exists because we commonly sense it. It is, therefore I sense. Like gravitation we sense, monkeys sense, birds sense. Because it exists, nobody confronts gravitation. It's not available for objectification visually. But we cannot but sense it. So every animal knows gravitation. Not the details. Every baby monkey knows. That's why it holds on to its mother for its dear life. The monkey grip comes from that only. Starts holding on to the mother. The mother doesn't think that I have a baby. Therefore, let me walk on the ground. No way. It's a monkey. Even though mother is a monkey, it'll jump from tree to tree. That's monkey. And the baby monkey should hold on to the mother monkey. Without being taught, there was no lesson given to these baby monkeys. All the babies were collected by an elderly monkey, giving them a lesson. Hey, all of you listen. Baby monkey is listening. You are a monkey. You belong to monkey jati. Your mother would be jumping around. You should hold on. And if you don't hold to your mother, you will fall down. Then one baby monkey will ask, what is falling down? You know, it's very difficult. Then the baby monkey, the elderly monkey will say that if you fall down, you will die. Then the baby monkey will ask, what is death? How to explain? That is why baby monkeys sense gravitation. This kind of situation is not there. They sense gravitation. Because it is there, it is sense. We sense dharma. We don't need a prophet or a messiah for this. Dharma, samanya dharma, is sensed by all of us. All civil laws and criminal laws are based upon samanya dharma. That I should not get hurt, that I shouldn't be cheated by anybody, that I shouldn't be robbed, I should be taken advantage of. This is common. I expect others conform to these values. They expect the same thing from me. Therefore, we have samanya dharma. And Lord Krishna says, I am in the form of dharma. This is all very important. This is why Hindu dharma is not an ordinary dharma. Because it is not a mandate of Ishvara. It's not a mandate of God. It's a manifestation of God. Another manifestation. What is a manifestation? Dharma is, and therefore we sense it. Therefore, Lord Krishna would say, I am desire in you, I manifest in the form of desire in you, Ichha Shakti, in a human being. It is Mama Shakti. It is my Ichha Shakti that manifests itself in the form of desire that you have, ambition you have. But then, I am there very much only when the fulfillment of this desire doesn't imply going against dharma, which is also me. That is also manifestation. And therefore, for God's sake, you cannot go against samanya dharma. The danger comes from the clergy, which has got double standard. If you follow my religion, one standard, and if you don't follow my religion, another standard. That is going against the dharma. If the people are left alone without the interference of clergy, I tell you, the world will be much more pleasant to live in. The clergy creates problems. It's a clerical mistake. Honestly, this clerical interference, it's a parampara. And that the clergy also is due to some clergy before. So there is a parampara. So that converts a human being into a bomb. Not because the values have changed. Poor fellow dies and takes along with him a few thousands also. Why? Because he thinks that he is doing something good to God. He is pleasing God. What a God. So the concept of God itself is suspect, is a problem. And everything else. Therefore here, in the Gita you have the statement, Kamosmi Bharata Rishabha, Dharma Viruddha Kamosmi. Viruddha means opposed to. Aviruddha means unopposed to. Unopposed to Dharma. Then Bhagavan is there very much. You can have some more desires. Better have more Bhagavan. And therefore, desiring is a privilege. But the privilege becomes a curse only when I don't handle a privilege as it should be handled. I allow the privilege to handle me. Like the tail wagging the dog. And therefore, karma yoga is not ordinary. Two things are involved. One is purushartha nishchaya. What is to be achieved ultimately by every individual is very clear. That is shreyas. Freedom from a sense of inadequacy. Freedom from becoming. Moksha. And that is the very nature of myself. I need to know. But like any knowledge, any type of knowledge presupposes a certain adhikaritvam, preparedness. This knowledge also implies preparedness. And the preparedness here is not coming under ragadvesha. That means karyam, what is to be done, I do it without a murmur. In the beginning perhaps with a murmur, with a lot of complaint, then afterwards with murmur, then afterwards you enjoy begin doing it. So that means the karma yoga has worked. So it implies a lot of sacrifice. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, sa sanyasi cha yogi cha na niragnihi na cha akriyaha. So doing karma should not be a problem. Because elsewhere he told, nahi dehabhruta shakyam tektum karmani asheshataha. It is not possible for one to give up all karmas totally. Nahi kashit kshanamapi jatu tishtati akarmakrita. Third chapter. The other one was in the 18th chapter. No one remains for a minute, for a moment, without performing karma. One thing or the other one has to do. They say, you know, we have an Indian expression, Indian English. What is he doing? What's your son-in-law doing? He's keeping quiet. He's doing. He's keeping quiet, which is doing. Lot of doing, I tell you. Which is keeping quiet means he is playing cards. Amma. Keeping quiet, as though that is easy. And therefore, this nahi kachit kshanamapi jatu tishtati akarma kriti, a person who doesn't do anything, doesn't remain for a moment alive. Even thinking is activity. Walking, eating, doing, speaking, anything is action. Therefore, sannyasi also is active. At least for bhiksha, there is activity. There is no such thing as no action. Only duties he absolves himself from. Because it's a duty-bound society. The Veda mandates duties. So the Vaidika is mandated. He's supposed to do. So these duties he has freed himself from. For what? I have no duty towards the family, I have no duty towards the society, I have no duty towards the country. Okay? All right, you are allowed. Then what do? You become a hobo. What do? You pursue this knowledge exclusively. Therefore, this exclusive pursuit of this knowledge is allowed. But one should be ready for it. One has to live a contemplative life. Therefore, he says, don't think that you can get away from activity. Pursuit of this knowledge is there. And therefore, even in sannyasa, there is karma involved. So, na niragnihi becomes a sannyasi. Niragnihi. Niragnihi means agnihi na vidyate yasya. Agni karma, agni karya is not there. Daily ritual, agnihotradi karmas. Vaidika karmas. He has given up Vaidika karmas. Sannyasi. I have given up Vaidika karmas. So he need not get up in the morning. Udite juhoti, anudite juhoti. You have to get up and then do. Before the sunrise, you have to get up. Or you have an option, right after the sunrise you have to get up. Anudite juhoti. Not 10 o'clock you get up in the morning. Not allowed. So one has to get up. I become a sannyasi means I have no karma to do. No Vaidika karma, no ritual. He says, doesn't become a sannyasi. Niragnihi na sannyasi na bhavati. Just because you are a niragni, you are not a sannyasi. A sannyasi is a niragni. A sannyasi is a niragni. He doesn't perform agnihotradi karmas. But he pursues knowledge. Nacha akriyaha. Laukika karma. The one who doesn't do certain laukika karmas, to be done karmas, the one who doesn't do, doesn't become a sannyasi unless he pursues knowledge, gains knowledge. Just because he's an akriyaha, duties he has absolved himself from, doesn't become a sannyasi. You know, there is one real sannyasa, and that is sarva karma sannyasaha. renunciation of all karmas. Renunciation of all karmas is not possible. Nobody can renounce all karmas. One fellow says, I have renounced every karma. That is a karma. But there is renunciation of all karmas by knowledge. Knowledge, I am akarta. All activities are centered on karaka. One, the agent of karma. Whether it is an active voice or passive voice. I did it or it was done by me. Correct? It was maya, it was kritam. Maya kritam. By me it was done. Or I did it. In both there is the agent of karma. So without agent there is no karma. So as long as the agent is there, there is some karma or the other. Sitting is a karma. I'm not doing anything, I'm sitting. That is karma. Therefore, as long as one thinks that one is a doer, kartrikaraka, atma is kartrikaraka, atma is a karta, one is a karta, there is karma. Therefore, one has to discover the fact that atma is a karta, atma is not a karta. Atma is free from kartritva. While karta I am not karta. B is A is not B. Like in a role. When you play a role, the role is myself, but I am not the role. The distance between the role and the person is the awareness of self-identity. That gives the distance. The role is the person is not the role. Therefore, an actor appearing in a drama can assume the role of a begging person. The begging person I am, but I am not the begging person. Correct? That's why he takes up that role, because he knows he is rich and he is going to be richer by being a begging person for some time. Not a beggar, I don't use the word beggar. He is no beggar. So this person begs like no real life begging person can beg. This fellow studies all the fellows in the street and picks up the nuances of beggary. And with the background music to boot, this fellow he begs like he alone can beg. And enjoys begging. All the privations that the person is subject to in the drama, the person is willingly undergoing all the privations. Doesn't complain. In fact, if he could bring real tears from his eyes, he is very happy, he is crying so well. Because there is a distance between the role and the person. Role is the person. There is no distance. There is no physical distance. Role is the person. but the person is not the role. That is purely self-awareness, self-identity. Similarly, karta I am, bhokta I am not karta, I am not bhokta. This is knowledge. This is moksha too. That is called sarva karma sannyasa. That is pure jnanam. For this alone, a lifestyle called sannyasa is allowed. A lifestyle called karma yoga also is allowed. There is no third choice. Therefore, a karma yogi is a committed mumukshu, is a committed person who has got clarity, he wants to gain moksha, and therefore he lives a life of karma yoga, pursuing knowledge. Arjuna was not a sannyasi. Arjuna was a kutumpi. Huh? And he was taught the whole Gita. Therefore, pursuit of knowledge is common, whether one is a sannyasi or a karma yogi. Sarva karma sannyasa is a thing to be discovered, is a fact to be discovered. And therefore, niragnihi na sannyasi na bhavati, akriyaha na sannyasi na bhavati. Yogi also na bhavati. Doesn't become karma yogi either. Because karma yogi has to do all these karmas. Akriyaha karma yogi na bhavati. Kriyavan. A karma yogi is someone who is given to karma, given to activities. What is to be done, one does. And thus there is a very beautiful discussion following. So when we meet again, we will discuss that. So today we have an important guest here, and that is Sri Subramanya Swami. And he was in the central cabinet, the Janata government before. He's an activist, and he has a certain commitment.